Dámy a pánové, dobré odpoledne, vítejte v Černínském paláci. Právě skončilo jednání mezi ministrem zahraničních věcí České republiky Karlem Schwarzenbergem a ministryní zahraničních věcí Gruzie Ekou Tkešelašvili. Nyní poprosím pana ministra, aby řekl několik úvodních slov.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome at the press conference. Just now was finalized the meeting between the Czech foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg and the foreign minister of Georgia Ekou Tkešelašvili.
Dámy a pánové, můžete si představit, že s obzvláštní radostí jsem dneska uvítal paní ministryni tady v Černínském paláci. Z velmi jednoho prostého důvodu. V nejtěžších hodinách se země v těchto posledních týdnech jsem ji velmi často zažil a musím říci, hluboko se sklání před ní, jak se v té době chovala, jak zachovala své nervy, jak statečně bojovala za svou zem. A musím říci, to byl výkon, který by člověk nikdy takto útleženě neočekával. A bylo to opravdu obdivuhodné a tudíž je to pro mě host, kterého největší úctou přijímám.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, I'm really glad and I have the pleasure to welcome Minister of Foreign Affairs of Georgia, and they're here in Chernin Palace. There is one very particular reason for this glad invitation, because this lady, in spite of the fact her personality is very strong, but her body is rather tiny, she has proven her strength in a past weeks in very difficult hours of her country, where she was fighting in favor of her country, and I really admire this very amazing lady.
Dneska jsme se samozřejmě věnovali za prvé bilaterálním vztahům, ale především taky, jaký bude vývoj
region. Dealt with bilateral relationships, but we've also tackled further development of the entire region.
S velkým uspokojením jsme brali na vědomí konečný výsledek konference v Bruselu minulý týden, která, jak známe, původně námi byla iniciována a přinesla vlastně mnohem lepší výsledek, než největší optimisté očekávat.
And we have to share with you our satisfaction upon the outcome of the last week Brussels conference, which has been originally initiated by our country, and the outcome of this conference was much better than we all expected.
To jsou ty dobré zprávy. Jiná kapitola je, jak víte, ženevská konference hned na začátku se zadrhla, ale bohu díky, tedy bude pokračovat v listopadu. Je nám ale jasno, že to je jenom začátek procesu, který se bude týdně, měsíce a léta táhnout.
And these are the good news, but as we all know, Geneva conference has been kind of blocked at the very beginning, but it will continue during the course of November month, but we have to say this is just the very beginning of the entire process.
A hlavně, aby tento proces byl nadále udržován v chodu, aby povědomí o gruzínském problému nadále bylo. Nesmíme zapomenout, že nadále dvě součásti Gruzie jsou obsazeny. Gruzínský úředníci nemají přístup, prozatím tam dokonce ani mezinárodní pozorovatelé nemají přístup. A tudíž, že tento problém zůstává na pořadu dne pro mezinárodní společenství.
Of course, we're talking about the process to support the awareness of problem in Georgia. And as we know, two parts of Georgian country are still occupied. Georgian civil servants officials have no access to this territory, as well the international observers. So this process has to continue.
Česká republika zůstane členem společenství přátel Gruzie. Přátelství se osvědčuje pouze v nepříjemných podmínkách a tvrdých podmínkách. Budeme nadále Gruzii podporovat kdekoliv můžeme, jenom si přejeme, aby tato překrásná zem a konečně dospěla taky k opravdovému míru.
And of course, Czech Republic will remain a member of the Association of Friends of Georgia. And this is the starting point, and we do believe that those unpleasant and tough conditions will improve, and we would like to wish this beautiful country to have a chance to live in peace.
A teď bych poprosil mého velmi uctívaného hosta, aby promluvil.
And I would like to ask our distinguished guests to give us to provide us with a few words.
Well, thank you very much, Karl, for extremely warm words, and it's a delight and pleasure to be here. I've never been myself in Prague, and it's a double pleasure for me, really, indeed, to be here. I mean, you've spoke about the very difficult times with which we went through, as through the very unfortunate events in August, but then we're not still on the safe side, fully, definitely, in terms of what is happening now and with the Russian presence on the ground. But we could have never managed to be so firm, united, and strong in these very difficult times, if not the help, assistance, advice, and full support of the friends, which we enjoyed so strongly.
Give a chance to that paper.
I guess the paper.
No, it won't be? Okay.
Good. So, once again, a big thank, gratitude, and appreciation to all the assistance that we've received from you personally, from the government of Czech Republic, and from the people of this very beautiful country. And this is the relationship which is something that has long, long future in terms of its development and maintenance. What happened in Georgia again is something which, simply put in one sentence, is that the story in which a small country wishing to be independent fully in its development, fate, and structure shall have a right to enjoy that freedom of choice. And then we do believe that we are living in the world with which, no matter what happened again, we still believe that we're living in the world with which this freedom of choice will be preserved, and Georgia will be a success story in that sense, with which, even in the very troubled neighborhood of that type in which we are, we will be able and capable to make a success story of Georgia as an independent, democratic, liberal country, having enjoyed a freedom of choice in terms of its fate and development. Experience, assistance of Czech Republic to Georgia will be extremely important in terms of the very important road that we will have to undertake with regard to the integration to the European Union. This process is extremely important, with which the Georgian government has a full commitment to it. It's an especially important time with which the presidency of the Czech Republic will be very important. We will definitely count on the support in terms of sharing experience, support in terms of developing good success of the steps or that Georgia need to undertake in the way of approximation to the EU. And we do believe that it will be, again, a success story with the common efforts that we will undertake in that regard. Once again, thank you for the people of Czech Republic, for the government of Czech Republic, and for my dear colleague for extremely, extremely important engagement that he had continuously, continues to have in the situation in Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, now we can ask your questions. Na mikrofon.
Šmuhradní Mediafax. Já bych se chtěl zeptat paní ministrině na reakci, že gruzínský prezident odvolal ministra gruzínského.
I would like to ask Madam Minister that the Georgian president has released Georgian minister.
Od čeho, prosím?
There was a certain mistake. We will raise the question once again.
Máme informaci, že gruzínský prezident odvolal gruzínského premiéra.
We've got the information that Georgian president has asked for resignation Georgian prime minister.
Informovala o tom dneska ČT24.
CT24 has informed about this news today.
Well, I really have to check that information because as of yesterday we had a common meeting of the government with which no changes of that type with the president had been negotiated. So that I don't have any information if anything happened during my flight to here. So I'm surprised to hear that, frankly.
Dámy a pánové, nějaká další otázka, prosím? Ano, prosím. Prosím, mikrofon tady.
ČTK Malachovská. Pane ministře, já bych se chtěla zeptat, jestli bude Česká republika podporovat úsilí o získání statusu oficiálního kandidáta na členství v NATO pro Gruzii.
Jak známo, jsme to od začátku podporovali a my jsme naše stanovisko nezměnili.
Počkáme na překlad. Na nějaká další otázka. Filip Kanta, Česká televize.
Pane ministře, já jsem měl tutéž otázku, ale chtěl jsem ještě doplnit o to, zda v této souvislosti například je brzdou postoj, řekněme, Francie, která tento vstup do NATO Gruzie nepodporuje, jestli je to pro nás nějakou brzdou, když se jedná o zemi, která teď předsedá Evropské unie například.
Ach, podívejte se, při každém novém vstupu do spojenectví NATO byly dlouhé diskuse předtím, jestli ten či onen člen je vhodný, jestli to pomůže spojenectví, nejvíc ho spíše zatíží. To je běžná věc a samozřejmě taky i co se týká přístupu Gruzie, bude ještě velká diskuse, už byla naposled na bukureštském summitu, bude ještě diskuse o tom. A říkám, že se to taky není taková výjimka. Taky si pamatuju ještě živé diskuse, když my jsme vstupovali do NATO, tak také byli někteří členové, kteří nám tehdy zkázali, že to nepovažují za dobrý nápad. Tak už jsme na to zvyklí.
Nějaká další otázka, prosím, next question.
Dobrý den, Michal Špec, Právo. V posledních dnech nebo v posledním dvou týdnech se množí stížnosti z abcházské a jihoosetské strany na činnost pozorovatelů Evropské unie. Jaká je zkušenost Gruzie a je Gruzie spokojená s vykonáváním funkce těchto pozorovatelů? Děkuji.
So it's to be precise, it's the current observers that we have from the European Union and then the previous formats that we had. That's the question. The EU observers, it's the question. So the fact that we have engagement of the European Union in a sense with which observers assent a special mission, which is tasked to observe what is the development on the ground in terms of the security concerns that might be there, is extremely important and good to have. Because it means that there is possibility of independent, impartial player, observers, professionals in the field to have a possibility to see what is actually happening so that there is no possibility for the parties to enjoy the mutual blaming process, so to say, and then escalate the process. But the main problem here is that Russia does everything to preclude observers to see what is happening in the conflict regions per se, in South Ossetia and in Abkhazia as well. We're fully open and transparent with being cooperative to the observer mission. They have a very good relationship with the Minister of Interior. It's an open cooperation. But unless they are able to go in the regions and then see what is happening there, and by the way, in one of the parts in Akhalgori district, in locally on the ground, still the process of ethnic cleansing is not being completed and people are being expelled right now as well. If observers would have been able to get in, we would think that this process would have stopped. So it will be important, extremely important, to have a possibility for the observers to be let in by the Russian side in these regions, so they bring with themselves transparency, and then with that they enable any preventive mechanism to be in action so that we can count on more sustainable security on the ground.
Thank you very much. Nějaká další otázka? Máme prostor pro poslední otázku, pokud tedy nějaká je. Ne. V tom případě vám děkuji, že jste přišli do Černínského paláce a přeji hezký zbytek dne.
Thank you very much.